But I just...
Representative Biden?
Oh, excuse me. I understand. I'm just trying to clarify things here. So you could still opt out for personal reasons.
I could.
Yes.
But my kids would go into a registry. What is this? If this registry isn't... I don't understand the point of it. If it's not to bully us into vaccinating, then what's the point? Are we going to be herded? Like in New York, a federal judge had to reverse an order to let kids come out of their house. I'm not going to keep my kids prisoner either. There has to be something behind this registry if it's not to increase numbers for vaccination.
Okay. Did you have a follow-up? Representative Tom.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
This will be our last question, probably.
For Ms. It's a hard last name. Thank you for your service with the military. And let me just pose a hypothetical question. You know, if you were in the service and you wanted to know where the bad guys were, you would want people looking out and watching, making sure where they were, so that way you could go get the people that were, you know, going to get you. I think the same kind of situation would be for this registry, would be whether it has a name on it or not. If you know where people are unvaccinated, where they are, you'll know where to respond to if there is an outbreak. And that's where I feel the need for the registry would be, is to respond to the measles or any kind of other illness. Does that make sense to you?
But we aren't the bad guys.